The first thing is, what I am trying for my health, all of you, those who want to do anything for my health, please stop your any sadhana or techniques you are doing for me to stop them. And you should tell to others also that that is what I am asking you to do. Because doing these things gives a shield to protect me, no doubt you think, but a shield has a two-way meaning. It is a shield to me from health to protect, and also from others to talk with me. A shield is a shield. So please remove all your shields so that I can be free. The other thing is, I just wanted to make it a chatting, but now I make it something more important. What exactly I want to tell all of you, no doubt whenever you find any discussions when I'm talking about them, or you have any doubts, you can stop me. But what I am trying to tell you is exactly what the Gurus till now has done, till Param Pujya Gurudev. And then what we from Param Pujya Gurudev to go ahead. You think I am not very clear to you to understand what I am trying to tell you. I am trying to tell you that what is spiritualism on humanity. I don't know from how many thousands and crores of years spiritualism has got its own development, but it was always an individual development. Very, very individual development. And naturally, they wanted to give something to them. And one, I think just only one, has able to do something for him. The Guru, alone, or the alone and his disciple. That is how, till now, spiritualism went on. I am again trying you to understand this point. Till now, spiritualism by a guru has been done alone, or sometimes with his disciple, a single disciple. And after that, the organization was there, but nothing spiritual has been developed. So the spiritual till now, it was as one Guruji's individual development, and maybe a few hundreds with him have learned something about it, or his disciple, and maybe a few hundreds, nothing more than that. And whenever a guru has been told something, or from his disciple, the techniques that they develop was almost their own individual development. Every guru's technique of spiritual or spirituality, or we call it adhyatmikata, was always their own very, very low development. Now when Parampuja Gurudev came into the life, around 13th century, the Kabir, and then Samadha Guru Ramdas, then Sri Ramakrishna Paramahamsa, and of course Vivekananda, Sri Aurobindo, and of course Parampuja Gurudev himself. That is, from the 13th century, these, I cannot say the same conscious development, but the same consciousness was trying to develop a scientific development of spiritualism, and at last Parampuja Gurudev gave just what Einstein said in physics. Einstein in physics, those who know it, know that he could change matter into energy. But of course, when Einstein said it, it is because of a large development of physicists or scientists like Dalton, Bohr, Rutherford, and many others. Step by step, they have developed their own way of thinking about atoms. A large number of scientists have given a group of atomic nature. And we know that what one scientist has told, all others used it and developed up. It is not that always thinking about the other scientist and debate talking the same scientist's research. Not like that. If a scientist has picked something and he could give it as a law, I am telling about a law, a niyamamu, well, the others accepted it. And they used those laws to develop some other laws. And all these laws of scientists, you can say it is the laws of atoms. There will be about, if I know, about 30 scientists about atomic structure. And all these says about 30 atomic structure studying from different angles. And using all these scientists' atomic theories, they have developed their own laws and theories. Einstein used them all and formed the atomic energy explosion. That is exactly what Parampuja Gurudev has done. Using all the spiritual aspects, let us say from the Saptarishis, I don't know from which time, the Dhruva, and now they have really become stars, and you know that they are really existing stars, much, much better than your movie stars, that they are real stars. And when I am repeatedly telling this, remember that all these stars who are trying to humanity, that is the 27 stars, and of course the Dhruva, the Saptarishis, are all stars, the stars of earth. And those know something about astrology, understand these things. Anyone who knows about astrology knows that he is born on a particular star. So that is your star, a real star. So the entire humanity, you can understand, of 27 stars. That is the first step which we have to learn. if you understand, the explosion of Parampuja Gurudev, who gave from the animal level the explosion to the divine level. Just as the physical atom explodes to energy, human being explodes into divinity. And when I'm using that, I mean it is an explosion. So whenever you go into these steps of Parampuja Gurudev, remember that we are giving it an explosion on planet Earth. But of course, a divine explosion will not kill anyone. That's the difference between a human explosion of an atomic structure and the Parampuja Gurudev's explosion to divine thing. A divine is always divine. You know what divine is divine. And if you don't know exactly what divine is, I am defining it. A divinity is a divinity because it is a divinity. As simple as that. No explosion. No dangers. Everything is something positive. Now, when you are trying to understand these things about the stars, the Saptarishis, the Dhruva stars, remember that they already have done those explosions. That's why they are stars. They are not humans. They are stars. They are humans, no doubt about it. But they are exploded stars. And because they have exploded in a positive way, now they are giving us the guidance. Even on Earth, though Dhruva, I don't know how many crores of miles away from us, exactly I don't know, but even from that he gives us a very, very direction technique. Even the sailors, when they don't know anything, for them it is the Dhruva star which gives us the direction. So what I am telling about is, what you are all to remember it, and yes, I am telling about an explosion, but it is a positive explosion, not a human explosion of atomic energy. Now, this is the first step of Parampuja Gurudev. What is it telling us? If you want to know an explosion, a divine explosion to us, just as for atomic energy E is equal to mc squared, for the explosion of animal into divine, the formula is a 24-leveled formula, what is known as the Gayatri Mantra. And when I am telling about this Gayatri Mantra, please know that it has nothing to do with the meaning with which we live about Gayatri. It is a formula. Of course, because it is a positive energy, not a atomic energy type of explosion, it gives a meaning also for you to live. But literally, the first thing which we have to learn is that Gayatri Mantra has no meaning, but it is a correct formula of sounds, of letters, to give you three different levels of consciousness. That is the first thing which we have to learn. You think Gayatri Mantra has a meaning? Well, Parampuja Gurudev says, and many, those who know about the mantras know, that mantra has no meaning. But because it is something positive, and just because it is something to kill, it has a meaning also to know for you to live. But again and again, remember that Gayatri Mantra is an exploding law of formula into divinity, and it has nothing to do with the meaning of Gayatri Mantra. That is why, whenever Parampuja Gurudev wants you to chant Gayatri Mantra, he never says about the meaning of it. You go on, go on, go on, he says, Om Bhupasvata Svita Vrata Bhagavad Devasa Dhimi Dhyana Pachariyata, Om Bhupasvata Svita Vrata Bhagavad Devasa Dhimi Dhyana Pachariyata. Vrata Bhagavad Devasa Dhimi Dhyana Pachariyata, Om Bhupasvata Svita Vrata Bhagavad Devasa Dhimi. No meaning, no meaning about it. Just the sound, the lyric, if you can say it, and if you can really understand it, you can understand the chandas. And always remember that a chandas by means a cover. Whenever when we call a chanda, it is always meant which covers you. And this cover gives you the formula of twice born. You cannot die if you can leak the chandas of it. If you can remove the cover of it, the chandas of it. And you remember that if you understand the Gayatri Mantra as your Gayatri Mantra, you know it is something human. Whatever beautiful meaning you may think about it, Parampuja Gurudev has given you so many techniques of thinking about it, so that if you can't go into the explosion of Gayatri, well, you can slowly grow into that by knowing the various Gayatri mantras, the chandas, the Gitas, the Ramayanas, the Gayatri Hrudayas, whatever you all these. They are all good, no doubt about it, and don't think that if you can understand that you should go on doing Gayatri mantra. That is exactly what Parampuja Gurudev has done for his 24 years. He simply just do that for us. Just as Einstein could give you that formula. I don't know how many laborers of work has done. And when wanted to do the atom, there was a run between Adolf Hitler and themselves, who will get the first atomic bomb. It was a run. Whoever gets that atomic energy will become that world. Well, they could get it before then Hitler, and now we are what we are. Similarly, what I am trying to tell you is, the atomic energy is because of E is equal to mc squared. And divinity is Tat Savitur Varinyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Dhyana Pachodiyat Tat Savitur Varinyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Dhyana Pachodiyat. Go on until you can explode into divinity. But simple physical divinity has no meaning. Therefore, we have three levels of explosion. Bhur, Bhuvaha, Swaha. Well, these three explosions, do it in such a way that very few people can know the difference of these three explosions. Always we can think it is the same single explosion. Actually, there are three explosions, one for your physical body, one for your pranamaya kosha, and one for your manomaya sharira. But, well, let us move into the aspects of it, but Om, when you say it, always I tell you, it is there A, U, Ma, or Om, and don't say they are the same thing. A, U, Ma, there is no value for us. Either you will be in the physical consciousness, or you are in the dream consciousness, or you are in the sleep consciousness. And you remember, you just don't know any link with these different levels of consciousness. If you are in the physical consciousness, well, you don't know thing about the dream consciousness. And if you are in the dream consciousness, you don't know nothing about the sleep consciousness. Three different consciousness. But when these three consciousness explode, that is what I am trying to tell you, the explosion. Three in one explosion of the physical, the Jagrata explosion, the dream explosion, the sleep explosion together. It is no more the Auma, it becomes all fused into Om. And even its shame is something different, you know, the real shape of Om, with the three letters and something like that, you know, the real, that is the real Om. We don't, has nothing to do with Auma. It is a fuse of Auma, they are not three levels of consciousness, please understand. Try to understand this point. Om is not the three different consciousness together. Don't say that Om is the three levels of consciousness, the physical, the emotional and mental. No. It is a fuse of these three in one. Thus three levels of consciousness, three in one, is what we can now know it as just a witness. You are a witness, a sakshi of all these three consciousness. It is not the correct answer exactly, but it is almost very clear what we can know it. But exactly what happens when all these three consciousness are linked up is the Ardha Chandra point beyond those three levels. Om, and about the Om, we have, for you it seems like a moon, and about is a dot. It has nothing to do with the moon or with any dot. It has something to do with sun and moon, if you can understand it. But when I go all these things, I don't know what you can understand it. I don't know if I am able to tell you what I am till this point. So before I go ahead, I am waiting for some questions or some consciousness you want. When was God born? The first thing is, God has never born. The first point, which all of you should know, that God has never born. He was always like that, always, always. It is for you who think He is born, and because you are born, you think that God has born. And do you know, actually, when you are praying for gods and these things, do you really think that God thinks about you? In your human people, there are 84,000 types of people. Of them, one species. On humans' surface, and you think about the world, and do you think that God is even exists, that you are there existing? You are thinking, God is not thinking about it. I'm very clear about that. He can't. And if such a God who could think about us, I have my own question that He is a God. That is the fact. But what God you think is a very, very developed consciousness. They think about, well, I don't think what they are talking as. I don't know what they are trying to do, but somehow they want to do some help to us. And then to understand something and think they are gods. So a very wonderful question, what Atul has said, when was God born? Well, God has never born. That's the answer. And He will be never born. Then what about your gods and your avatar? Well, it is some 1 crore part of His consciousness which comes down. And you think that you think, if you can think, even if you think about God, you are all idiots. And I am very seriously thinking, how can you think about God? Huh? You think about a great man who has become much, much bigger than us. Well, that's good. He has learned more about us, like Dhruva. After all, he was us. He is not God. just a star. Where? A speck. And you call him that you think about God? Forget about it. Never think about God. You think about the Guru and about your development. That is much better. Okay? So, Atul, you helped me to give people understand something which never wanted to understand, nor they will ever understand. Even though I said that there is no God whom they can know it, they will not accept it. The only thing you can know is, you can know about the Guru. That is the highest level of God which you can understand. Nothing about God. And I will tell you, even whom we call about God, a Guru, they also don't know about God. That is why Buddha used to say, don't ask about that. And we discuss about God. At least we know that we are idiots. One who knows that he does not know is the best wise man. Naturally, he is a fool. The fact is that, how can you think about God? You think about something infinite. You have the ability to think with your brain to think about infinity. Can you? Then shut up. Neti, neti, don't think about it, don't think about it. That is the best answer. The Guru is okay. Why did God create this world at all? Sadhana. Who said that God has created it? You created a train. Do you think God has created it? Similarly, someone who knows about us has created. I think you just don't know about God, and you think about God create something. Remember, never, never think about God. If you have anything, think only about Guru and tell what he wants to do. Don't see silly questions that why you want to understand why God has created it. How can I tell you? I don't know. If you want really to know it, ask God. Whoever asked this question? Never ask that question. Am I clear to all of you? I'm not telling something with some angrish tongue, but I want to be angered. Because these questions have no meaning to discuss. At least I don't know anything about God. I only know about my Parampuja Gurudev, and he is the greatest God. And if you want anything about God, you remember all the gods you are talking about it. They have their own time of dying. Varuna is gone. Indra will have his own time of life. Vayu has got his own years, lakhs and years of time. So they also die. Indra has to die. Who is God? I don't know. And I am not interested about it. So never, never ask that question anyone. Any questions? Any questions? Yes, yes. So about God, when I am telling it in this harsh way, to make you know that we can never, never think about God, because you can, even if you are told about it, you will never understand about it. Have a Guru. Understand Guru, and he will take you to the Guru. And those divines about which you are taking, all they have their own course and course of life. And after that, they are again to go. I don't know where they go. I don't know what happens. At least I know that Indra sometimes Guru changes his padavi. So he is almost something like human. Maybe they are more powerful, but always I think when you think about devas and rakshasas, these devatas always run away from rakshasas, if I know the story. So, why think about those divas, devatas? Think about gurus. They will tell you where you will grow. Remember and forget about devas. Think about only the gurus. And which guru you develop, well, it's yours. You know, one thing I want to tell about writing of mantra. The best way of doing sadhana is the best way to do any sadhana is by writing. And mantra sadhaka is the best sadhana to do japa. Always remember it. And the rishis also say that by doing one mantra lekhana is almost equal to 10 times mantra japa.
10 times.
Maybe it is really many times. Mantra lekha is really much better than japa. Always remember it. And you always remember which you think is a bit difficult is always better. That's why you like to do japa and don't want to do mantra lekha. But you tell people that mantra lekha is the best way to do mantra japa. Best one. Because when you are writing it, your entire body is involved. You cannot write something without thinking about it. And when you are writing it, you will link a real concentration. And you try to do it slowly, very clearly, with as much better handwriting you can try to do, you will get a beautiful mantra sadhana, much better than many japa mantra. Am I clear? Any question? Yes, mantra japa is the best way to japa, right? What is it? No, it's okay. There is no very specific way of... everyone who takes the maximum time you do mantra lekha is best. Because we are in Param Pooja Gurudev's centenary, Param Pooja Gurudev himself is now, for this 1 year, is along with us. With us means with every human being in the world. And remember, I am giving a very, very, I can say, a crude example. Param Pooja Gurudev, this whole year, will be with every human being in the world. You have to tell me what question I am trying to answer. It is difficult for me to see, you know.
Veda Mata, Vishnu Mata, Deva Mata.
Yes. Now, Param Pooja Gurudev, I was telling you about the Einstein of spiritualism. And when I say Einstein's spiritualism, you understand, there will be one and only one. There is only one Einstein who can explode atom. And there is only one guru who has done this. And whoever guru does, will use this. Now what he has done, the first thing is, as I was telling you, the human evolution, the only thing for a human being to know is to evolve into divinity. Whatever work you are doing on this planet Earth, you are a fool. And when I say you are a fool, I really mean it is a fool who thinks about the physical world. Forget about this physical world, but you have to do your works, because there is something very important for karma. But karma, the book of Gahana, Karmano Gatihi book, all of you read it. I can't tell you now about it. But yes, we are on this human body like this, either a president or a beggar, and anyone between them is because of prarabdha. That much you must understand. And to understand that karma, you have to understand that book, Gahana Karmano Githi. I am not now give you a class of that. Well, you do that. But after trying to go beyond this prarabdha, the best and easiest method is to Gayatri Japa. It makes you go beyond prarabdha karma. And why I am telling this is, what is the question? Three kinds of
karma are described in this.
You think about the book, all of you think about those things. So, after Sri Paramkrishna Paramahamsa has given up all the devas, he understood what is the use of doing all these gods. Catch hold of Deva Mata, got the mother of all devas. You get, naturally, all devas in your hands. The Deva Mata, that is Gayatri Mantra. It is Deva Mata. I told you already that Gayatri Mantra, you should understand that it is a formula. Don't think it is a meaning for you. That is a meaning because it is something positive explosion. Naturally, an explosion which is positive will not kill anyone. But anyway, what I am trying to tell you is, when you are doing this Gayatri Mantra, the first thing what you could do when you are doing the development of Gayatri Mantra, slowly and slowly you will understand the knowledge of Mother, Veda Mantra, the mother of knowledge. That is Veda Mata. So when you go on Gayatri Mantra, you get the mother of knowledge, and if you catch the mother of knowledge as it means, then all knowledge is known. Don't think as Mata as your physical Mata. Mata means the slow source of everything. So Mata is the source of knowledge. So when you go Gayatri Mantra, you go the source of all knowledge. And naturally, it also becomes the source of all devas. And naturally, it also gives you the source of all Vishwa. And don't think that your own planet Earth is the Vishwa. Vishwa is the whole universe, the mother of all universe, and the Gayatri Mantra leads you to that level. That's why when you are doing Gayatri Mantra, you just don't think that you are doing something, Bhubhasva, Tatsada, Savitavat, Savitavaranyam, the Bhagavad, what darkness, something, and then all of you give together. Well, it is its meaning, I am not saying. It is its meaning, and the meaning is beautiful. And those who can't do the mantra, as a formula, well, you use them also. But if you really want to understand the Veda Mata, Deva Mata and Vishwamata, go for the mantra. Go for the mantra. Okay? Do the mantra as a mantra, yes. Just as Parampuja Gurudev has done, in his Prajñāvatara, first lecture. There you will know the real mantra, how to do it. When you are asking a question, you understand what I am trying to tell you. The answer is, there is neither past, nor present, nor future. There is only the eternal now. And in that, how many years? No years. Then what? Go there. As simple as that. And if you really want to do it, do Gayatri Mantra properly, as Parampuja Gurudev has given. A very silly question. How many years? What years? Well, the question about Vishwamata is, certainly, if you understand about Vishwamata, you can certainly useful for the development of the universe, no doubt about it. But well, we have to develop Gayatri as Parampuja Gurudev has done in his Prajna or in KDS 42 or Prajna Tarakadhavrat first chapter. Certainly Vishwamata can be utilized for the whole world. And when I am saying the whole world, well, if you can understand, it means for the world, not only for planet Earth. Develop Gayatri as Parampuja Guru. Yes, certainly. You know, it is nothing but four letters. Two in 1971, and after 14 years, it is in 1984 or 85. There are four papers. It is not even a book. But it gives everything about everything.